Blog Talk Radio.
In Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We encourage you to visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com. For all your church supplies, including Bibles, books, audiobooks, Bible study materials, music, jewelry, apparel, greeting cards, and much, much more, visit our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. Our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. To my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness. Neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. And in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness. Because of mine enemies, make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Amen. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission, we would like to share with you tonight our statement of faith. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts 2 verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. And if ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. Scripture for tonight will be taken from 2 Timothy chapter 4, the King James Version. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Titus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas and Corpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou ware also, for he had greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. To whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Salute Prisca and Aquila, and the household of Omniferus. Eratus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left in Miletum sick. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greet thee, and Prudence, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be unto you. Amen. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. Our lesson for tonight will be understanding the Book of Revelation, and it will be a continuation of the rewards. And if time permits, we will take a look at the Book of Revelation 18 and 19. Now, not just your actions, but also your motives. And as we continue speaking on the lessons, rewards, heavenly rewards are not predicated on a person's action alone, but also on their heart's intent behind the actions. For example, if you help someone because you want to be recognized, you will not get a reward for that in heaven. Your reward for that action will be the recognition that you got from people, for that was your pursuit. Matthew 6 verses 1 and 2 says, "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their rewards. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. This judgment will most likely take place during the tribulation period, before the marriage supper of the Lamb. This judgment is not to determine if you will make it into heaven, rather what rewards you will be given based on the service that you rendered unto the Lord. Other rewards. There are also crowns that some will be given, and they are as follows. The incorruptible crown, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 25. The crown of rejoicing, 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 19. The crown of righteousness, 2 Timothy 4, verse 8. The crown of life, James 1, verse 12, and Revelation 2, verse 10. The crown of glory, 1 Peter 5, verse 4. Some will be rewarded for standing for Jesus Christ. Matthew 5, verse 11 and 12 says, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Your service to the Lord here on earth will merit you eternal rewards of position, whether high or low, throughout eternity. Rewards can be positions of rulership and territories throughout eternity, according to Luke 19, verses 12 through 19. Being close to Jesus Christ in heaven will be another great reward. John and James' mother asked if they could sit on Jesus' right hand and left hand in his kingdom. Matthew 20, verses 20 to 23 says, "Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshipping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, What wilt thou? She said unto him, Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, Ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, We are able. And he saith unto them, Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. There are other treasures and rewards that are unimaginable. Serve the Lord faithfully, and you shall be rewarded. Don't owe for a reward. Work for a reward. Just concluded the lessons on reward. Now we will take a look at the book of Revelation, chapters 18 and 19. But we'll take a short break and then we'll come right back.
Oh Lord, the mountains are fly but sometimes steep. But I know you are always there to help me. So humbly I will stay right at your feet. Oh Father, I lift my hands to thee. Thank you Lord for joy and liberty. There is one on whom I can depend. Oh,
Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to tune in for our lessons. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We also encourage you to support our online bookstore. For all your church supplies, including Bibles, books, audiobooks, Bible study, music, jewelry, apparel, greeting cards, and much more, visit our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Revelation chapter 18. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plague. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she is rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled to her double, how much she hath glorified herself, and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she said in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the king of the earth, who have committed fornication, and lived deliciously with her, shall bewail her, and lament for her, when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchant of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea, by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And the mighty angel took up a stone like a millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by their sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth. now take a look at verses 1 through 24, chapter 18 of the book of Revelation. Here we have the literal city of Babylon coming into judgment. Some may say that there is no present city of Babylon that fits the description of this city. But there will soon be. There are many scriptures that prove that there must be a literal city of Babylon during the last days. Isaiah chapters 13 and 14 and Jeremiah chapters 50 and 51. Many of the judgments pronounced in Babylon have not been fulfilled. In Jeremiah 51 verse 43, it states that Babylon would be desolation, a dry land, and a wilderness, a land wherein no man dwelleth, neither doubt any son of man pass thereby. This did not happen as of yet, for we know where Babylon is, and there are probably still some people living in that area, as well as there are people that still pass through it for various reasons. We see a mighty angel come down, having great power, and his countenance is as a brilliant light, in which he lights up the earth. This light exposed the wickedness in Babylon, for we read in verse 2, about the strong demonic presence in Babylon. This angel gave a prophetic proclamation before the actual judgment of the city. God often declares a thing before he does a thing. This future city of Babylon will be the commerce capital of the world at that time. All world leaders and their governments will enjoy its delight and pleasantries. The book of Zechariah gives a detailed prophetic vision about what would happen with commerce during this time. Zechariah chapter 5, verses 5 through 11. It speaks of the ephod. The ephod is the largest of Hebrew dry measures, and it symbolizes commerce. This scripture states that there would be a universal commercialism, which we have now. This ephod was carried to the land of Shinar. This is where the Tower of Babel was built in Babylon. The woman that sat in the midst of the ephod was called wickedness. The business enterprises during this time will be characterized by wickedness. This will be true because the Antichrist shall rule from there. The talent of Lade was to hide its evil or wicked intent until it had been established in Babylon, at which time no person would be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast. God warns his people to come out of her before it is destroyed. This is similar to how God allowed Lot to flee Sodom and Gomorrah before its destruction. There comes a time where the sins of a city, a nation, people, or an individual person will reach heaven, and judgment will be dispensed upon them or it. God is slow to anger, but sometimes the cup of sin becomes full, and judgment must then be the answer. The destruction of this city, Babylon, will come in one day, one hour. Some say that the city will sink and burn, because it must not be able to have men ever walked in it again. Verse 21 may give credence to the thought that Babylon will be swallowed up by the earth, for it is thrown down and found no more at all. This speaks of something great. This speaks of something greater than the destruction of buildings. This Babylon was guilty of the blood of the holy apostles and prophets, including the two witnesses whom the Antichrist, sitting in his seat of government in Babylon, will order to be killed. All kings of the earth shall wail or cry because world commerce, entertainment, and immoral capital shall be destroyed. This place will be a place of great wickedness, including occult activity, including open witchcraft.
Came out of the throne saying,
Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen and white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that he may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he had deceived them, that he had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone, And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceed out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. An overview in chapter 19. We will start with verses 1 through 7. After the destruction of the city of Babylon, the people in heaven rejoice and praise God for judging the great whore, Babylon. The viewpoint of the heaven and earth are different. The world cries about the destruction of Babylon, while those in heaven rejoice. This same principle applies in regards to sin in this present world. The body of Christ rejoices at righteousness and the defeat of sin, while the world hates righteousness but celebrates sin. There is also a declaration that the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. During this 7-year period, some preparations were taking place. We'll take a look at verses 8 through 10. The bride, church, was arrayed in fine linen and clean and white. The fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. What is the righteousness of the saints? This is not the imputed righteousness that Jesus Christ gives us for our sins, but rather the righteous acts and works that will successfully pass through the fiery test of the judgment of reward. The marriage feast will probably take place in heaven. The groom is Jesus Christ, and we, the church, are his bride. Who are the guests? Old Testament saints and the blood-washed multitudes that came out of the tribulation period after the rapture of the church. Verses 11 through 19. Here we have Jesus Christ as the rider of the white horse coming to the battle of Armageddon. This is literally the second coming of Jesus Christ, and will take place in a place called the Valley of Megiddo, which is the heart of Israel. He will judge in total righteousness. His eyes were as a flame of fire, which represent glory and judgment. The crowns on his head represent total sovereignty and authority. The name that no man knew represents the mystery of his greatness. The vesture dipped in blood is not his blood on Calvary, but rather represents the judgment of his enemies. The armies in heaven are the raptured church, Old Testament saints, the blood-washed multitudes, and the angels. The sharp sword that comes out from his mouth and smites the nation is some sort of heavenly weaponry. On his vesture, robe, or garment, and his thigh was written what the crown stood for: King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is King over all kings and Lord over all lords. Another angel cries with a loud voice to the fowls to gather themselves to the supper of the great God. This is not the marriage feast of the Lamb. The flesh of all those who war against Jesus Christ will be eaten by these fowls. The beast, which is the Antichrist, and all the kings and their armies gathered together here to fight against Jesus. This is the last attempt to stop him from taking his rightful rulership. Verses 20 through 21. The devil will exit the Antichrist at this point. The Antichrist and the false prophets will be cast alive into the lake of fire. God will somehow supernaturally allow their bodies, as he did with Enoch and Elijah, to exist in the spiritual realm without dying. All of the armies who are left will be slain with the sword of Jesus Christ. All the fowls will eat of their flesh. In the 39th chapter of Ezekiel, we are told that the house of Israel will be 7 months burying the dead from this battle. conclude our lessons for tonight. And as we continue on this spiritual journey, I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. At this time, we would like to extend an invitation to you to join us on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, we encourage you to join us on this road. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from Him, He is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. I am asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Him right now? Romans 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10 verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 11 verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 16 verse 24, He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Beloved, salvation is a gift, and you can receive it right this very minute if you will admit you are a sinner and ask Jesus Christ to save you. I encourage you tonight, once again, join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, have mercy upon me, a sinner. I believe in you and that your word is true. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that He died on the cross so that I may now have more forgiveness for my sins and eternal life. I know that without you in my heart, my life is meaningless. I know that Jesus Christ can save me, and He is the only one who can save me. I believe in my heart that you, Lord God, raised Him from the dead. dear Lord. Forgive me for every sin I have ever committed or done in my heart. I am sorry for my sins. Right now, I ask you, dear Jesus, to come into my heart. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Beloved, Bible says in Romans 10 verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 9 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Receiving Jesus Christ, we are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit, who indwells every believer. This is called regeneration or the new birth. This is the beginning of a wonderful new life in Jesus Christ. To help you grow spiritually, you must do the following. Read your Bible daily. Know Jesus Christ better. Talk to God in prayer every day. Tell others about Jesus Christ. Worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in a church where Jesus Christ is preached. As Christ's representative in a needy world, I encourage you to demonstrate your new life by your love and concerns for others.
From the depths of the sea,
from the depths of the sea.
As a good soldier of Jesus Christ, no man that warred entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you, and good night.